what's your problem?
No, we just want some information.
Oh, information. What do you want to know?
Well, where could we get a case of Jack Daniels?
Well, okay, we don't have an outlet on the reserve. I would say the best thing you could do is if you know somebody in Lethbridge, they could bring it out for you.
How about drugs?
Well, we could go down to the Bridge Inn. We got contact down there, and they could bring you some amphetamines or some speeders. I think we got some acid, but it's not very good stuff.
Okay, thanks a lot. You've been a big help.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling. No problem.
The Don and Mike Show.
They whore it like bitches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right, right. And welcome to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK, your holiday headquarters. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine, what is it, Tuesday already? Seems like just yesterday it was Monday. Anyway, best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m., leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. And you do want to listen at 3 because just for listening, you could call in to win $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. Or, hey, here's something. A dinner for two at Carrabba's Italian Grill. No time to eat out? Try Carrabba's Careside. Ha! I can't read. Carside Carry Out. Or Careside Carry Out. I don't know. Anyway, just listen to Don and Mike live at 3. Until then, we've got best stuff for you. And, ooh, I see. This is way back. This is from the Wayback Machine. Lisa, former producer of Don and Mike. I think this is when they go on about Lisa and her love of her cell phone. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. Your holiday headquarters.
So, Trini, when's the last time you ate a booger?
Come here, step up,
Trevor. Very honest. So was
booger.
Mm-hmm.
It was breakfast this morning.
Oh, wow. Between cell phone calls.
Yeah.
Which, has anyone told Lisa that's rude?
Yeah, no. Really
has anyone told Lisa that's rude
when you're
breaking bread with people that you don't spend half the time you're eating on the cell phone?
Hey, you got a problem with me?
I do.
Yeah, if you do, call her on her cell phone.
I do.
When's the last time you ate a booger, Lisa?
Gosh, 18, 19 years old.
Hold on.
I'm just kidding.
Of course.
When I was a child.
You were busy on that cell phone today at breakfast, right?
I'll give you another Lisa-ism right here, and I've got one of these too, although I'm not compulsive with it like you are. The two-way pager. That's another thing.
It's new for me.
You'll be talking to Lisa, or you'll be trying to just BS conversation.
Yeah, and she'll go to that little pager.
She's checking her pager.
It's a nervous habit.
Horrible.
And it's like mine. It's full of junk that you'll never use.
Yeah, I've been on the phone with her before, and she says, "Hey, the Red Wings are winning." I thought, so?
Right.
I've never
hey,
said
hockey
that.
Scores. Great.
Yeah, right.
Now, have you always had the technology? You haven't, right? You haven't always been, until you started producing the show, had pagers and cell phones and all that stuff.
Pagers new. The cell phone.
Would you dive on the cell phone at, like, dinner with somebody?
Yeah, she would.
Absolutely.
It was an important call. I apologize.
It sounded like it might have been an important call.
Yeah. What was the call this morning at breakfast? Who was it from?
It was a personal phone call.
Okay, see, now that's rude.
Now, see, that's the thing. Was it business?
Yes, it was.
How could
personal be business?
How could it be personal and business? How could it be? How could it be? It couldn't.
Is a call from a doctor both business and personal?
Oh yeah. You don't know what I told Nana today.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She again said, "Where's Lisa?"
Did you tell her I was knocked up?
No. Rob and I walked down to the deli to get the drinks and junk for the show, and the CM, Nana, Chinaman, she says, of course, she's always, "Hello, Rob. Hi, hello, Don.
Where Lisa at?
And I said, "Are you on your cell phone right now?"
No. She's on my cell phone
I
right
said,
now.
I said, "Lisa's at the doctor." And she said, Is she okay? And I said, she's at her normal, regular, and I pointed down.
Yeah, using both hands.
She's seeing her doctor, but it's just her regular checkup.
Ah.
I'm on the other side getting the drinks out of the refrigerator, and I hear, no, lady doctor. And she's
Did you tell Nana to get the Mountain Dew Code Red in?
I'll speak to her tomorrow. I was shocked they didn't have it. They have every other soda.
My new favorite beverage.
All right.
Caffeinated Kool-Aid.
Well, I guess you are, you're excused, Lisa. Thank you.
No, thank you, guys.
No, I'm sure you have something else you've got to be doing. Something
I
got to
go make a phone call.
Do you have a phone call to make?
Make some phone calls. Get out of here. Yeah, right. Go get another phone. There, as a matter of fact, Trini says there's a call for you right now.
There you go.
I'm not surprised.
How nice.
Look at her. Look at her run.
Run!
Look at her run the way she never runs for us when we ask for anything.
That's
to be
the
done.
Priority, not the show. It's her phone.
On the show. Okay, so yesterday. Yesterday on. Oh, my phone rang while I was in there. Who was calling you? Is it private?
It's personal.
It's private again. It's private. God damn, it's private.
She's got a new fella, I bet you.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Always private.
I bet she's got a new fella.
Does he work here?
It's Earl.
Oh, how nice.
Mm-hmm. You calling her?
Yeah.
Right. Well, the line will be busy.
No, hold on a second.
She got the call waiting.
That one's probably busy, too.
Hold on. I can't remember.
Thank you for using the Lisa Herndon phone service.
Here we go.
Rob's calling too.
Now wait, hold on. Are you calling me? Because I'm calling you right now.
You're calling right now.
You having a good time using your phones?
Sure. You're calling.
I'm calling her.
You
right
wonder
now.
How much low grade radiation we get in this studio.
Now who's calling who? Because Rob's on the phone.
I'm calling Lisa.
Sorry. You're calling Lisa.
Sorry, Buzz.
Not enough for my money, Mike.
I just got Lisa's
Buzz,
voicemail.
If you want to talk about that, I'm sure we could move that up to priority number one.
No, there's somebody on the phone.
Who?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hold on. Let me put this part of the phone. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Don't you have a speakerphone on that, Lisa?
No, that was...
Who is that? What Lisa, is that your personal call?
Yeah, give me my phone.
Can I speak to the person that's on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on. Mike wants to talk to you, okay?
Mike, it's Rob who's on the phone, isn't it?
No. Hello? No, I didn't even get voicemail.
It might be me. Hello?
Hello?
Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Don.
My phone back now?
All right, Lisa wants her phone back.
Oh, there's ringing again.
A lot of it, I'm
yours.
Sure.
Oh, now hold on.
That's for you.
Did you leave me a voicemail?
Mine says call from Rummy.
I'm not calling you.
Hello?
Hi, Don. It's Rob.
Who is
it's
that?
Rob. It's me.
Oh, no. It doesn't say Rummy. It says Rabe.
Rabe, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, Rob.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have three cell phones going on in the studio right now.
Yes,
the cell phone technology.
I have names for each of you on my phone that when I hit the speed dial.
Right.
I have for Rob, it says Head.
Oh, thank you.
For Lisa, it says Rummy.
Mm-hmm.
For Buzz, it says Mel Wu.
Mm-hmm.
And for Mike, well, it's constantly changing. Just let me say.
Hey, that's right. I need a new bowling shirt.
For Mike, it's constantly changing.
Hey, I do need a new bowling shirt.
Hi, Lisa.
Why?
Because, ladies and gentlemen, as of today, I am completely free.
Paxil free.
Of all antidepressant medication.
That's right. Don's phone is ringing.
Telephone, Don.
Who is it?
It doesn't say.
Telephone.
Okay. Sometimes when you're out of the
Hello?
City, you can't tell.
We got a show to do.
You know why it didn't say? Because you're not calling on your phone.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Enough with the phones. Everybody put your phones away. We're trying to do a friggin' show. Why
put
are you
it down.
One last
put
message.
It down.
Who are you calling?
Just one last message. I've got the voicemail.
Jesus.
Won't take.
Rob.
Hi, Mike. You don't have your cell phone in the studio, but I just heard that you're Paxil free, and I think that's great. And
thank you, Rob.
We'll talk to you later.
I'll check that message later.
How about breakfast tomorrow? Bye.
Sure.
All right. Listen, here's the deal. So,
you know who's happiest about that antidepressant medication?
Who?
Fella named Little Mike O'Mara.
Oh. Yes.
I mean, I only found out when I was alone, but Jesus.
Big change, huh?
Wow.
Welcome back, Mike.
Think you better buy some curtains for that apartment?
Yeah.
No.
Absorbent curtains.
I might be doing it today.
Here's the deal. Oprah is got Britney Spears on, okay? And
you got the hots for her all over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hello.
Well, no, I mean,
She's a grown-up girl now, Mike. She's a woman now.
Yeah.
I mean, that Pepsi commercial this weekend. Everybody I talk to says they hated the Pepsi commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Pepsi commercial.
You sure you want to make her number one?
When we re-rate the women, she's going to be in my top two.
Okay.
I guarantee that.
Very good.
So, let's see. Boy, we've got... here's the Britney T's and Oprah's mispronunciation of the word millennium. Okay? Let's go to...
I love a surprise. You're shaking. We can see it on camera. It's okay. You're not going to have to perform. This is okay. Britney is here, and she's just about the most popular performer on the planet these days. Young girls worship her. Boys dream about her. And lately, even grown-ups are joining the Britney Spears fan platoon. She's barely 20 years old, but already Britney is being called the megastar of the millennium.
Well, I think that's just
Oprah's... Yeah, she's just doing Oprah's thing.
Pronunciation.
Yes.
Millennium.
She, you know, she has mispronunciations when she does it on purpose. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Number four, which chick is the hick? Oprah amazingly becomes a Southern girl, even though she's lived in Chicago for 20 years.
This is Oprah doing theater.
Yeah. You know, Oprah sometimes, sometimes she does her black speak.
Right.
Sometimes she does her white speak. Sometimes
right.
she does her southern speak.
Yeah, she creates a lot of different characters.
Right. All right, here is, let's go to cut number four, Oprah.
Well, I don't have to tell you, this is Britney, and that was Britney performing at this year's MTV Video Music Awards with a live python.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was that like?
Well, actually, in rehearsal, I broke out in hives. I got a little scared.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was kind of bad. But when I got on the stage and I had to perform, I was like, okay, I'm on performance.
You rehearsed with the python?
Mm-hmm.
With the python?
I rehearsed with it.
I would think you would rehearse with a rope tied together. You know, you just say, where's the rope? And then I'll get the python later.
No, I'm not hearing
any. You rehearsed with the python?
Yeah, I rehearsed with it and I broke out in hives. So I was a little scared about it after that happened.
Okay.
But then once I had
not because you were allergic to the python, because you were afraid.
Yeah, I was really afraid.
I'm
and
not hearing
because,
Oprah's southern accent.
I was breaking out in hives.
Yeah.
And but no, once I got on stage and I had to do it, I didn't break out in hives or anything. It was
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Because the audience gave you whatever.
Yeah, they gave me the energy that I needed. So.
Okay.
No, I did again.
I think making the tape what it's not.
Okay. let me see. Britney's
just
original...
tweaking it up. I mean, we have a tendency to do that on this show.
Again, this is not coming from me. This was from the home office.
Right.
Britney's workout regimen. Don't need to hear that. Kim Cattrall laying it on thick. Oh, let's go to cut 14.
Cattrall?
Yeah. Britney talks about Justin and their nicknames, Pinky and Stinky. As the video of the two of them rolls, they're standing next to each other in basketball jerseys that say Stinky and Pinky on them.
He's a woman.
Cut number 14, please.
We've known each other since we were like 12 years old. You know, and when we saw each other like 5 years after that, it was just like sparks.
I totally believe like when you find the right person, you just know.
Y'all, I can't believe I'm about to play basketball!
I got to shoot some hoops with Justin, with all my team. I didn't know it was going to have our nicknames on our jersey, so when I got in and said Pinky, it was very cute. I have a ring that he gave me that I wear on my pinky.
So he's Pinky?
So he just ended up calling me Pinky one day, and I started calling him Stinky for some reason. So those were our nicknames.
Can't imagine the
reason. He's a gentleman.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that was sweet of him. Got out to go get my coffee.
Hey, man, that's what I do.
I'm very lucky. We don't get to see each other that much, so when we do have like two or three days together, I totally soak it up and just try to be with him as much as I can. Definitely in the future, I would love to be with him forever. I would.
Oh, man. Porno soundtrack.
Stinky and Pinky.
Now, is she going to ask him about Stinky? I guess we don't have the line of questioning about...
No, Oprah doesn't ask her about
that. No, Oprah's
here's number 16. Britney talks about her virginity, though.
Nice.
Number 16.
Thank you.
Is that
well, in your new movie,
broken?
Crossroads, Lucy loses her virginity.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've talked so openly about saving your own virginity until marriage. So was that difficult for you to do? Was that the...
Well, I just know that...
Did you just put yourself in the character's place?
Yeah, definitely. I just know that teenagers go through that all the time.
Right, because she's in high school.
Yeah. So, and yeah, so I wanted to play her and make sure
Brittany
teenagers
out
there,
more times,
you know, saw that and didn't feel alone.
Than the
and
cab seat that I used to come over to work today.
Do you wish you never said anything about the virginity thing?
I mean, the back seat of the cab I was in today.
Because it's going to follow you to wedding night.
I kind of wish, I kind of do. Because
she has been ridden more than Jeff Gordon's car has.
I ask you questions about it, and it's just something that's there, and you can't help it, you know? But, no,
right,
I'm going to try.
This one off.
I'm going to try.
Let's go to the next one.
You don't think she's telling the truth?
No, let's go to the next one. Is Brittany a role model? Let's see. Number 17.
I hear you don't like to be called a role model.
Mm-mm.
Why? Because you know you obviously are. I mean, we've done shows. I had a five-year-old little girl on here once because she was, you know, your girls are getting younger and trying not to eat. They want to have your belly. And this little girl wants to dress like you. And there's a five-year-old girl saying she wants to be sexy. Now, I happen to think that when you're 5 years old, you don't even know what sexy is.
Right.
What she's saying is, I just want to be like Britney.
Oh, what an
so
ass kiss Oprah is.
So you obviously are a role model for a lot of young girls, Kylie included.
Where the hell did they find the 5 year old?
I just
that would
know
say
what?
That.
I would like to be called an inspiration instead of. I'd like to be an inspiration for people, not a role model, because
she wants to
I'm
be an inspiration.
Just like everybody else. And,
hey,
you
Joe,
know,
can you rewind that?
Did she say an inspiration?
Yeah. Can you rewind that? Brittany wants to be remembered as an inspiration.
Here we go. Let's hear that part again.
I'd like to be an inspiration for people, not a role model, because I'm
back it up again, please, so we can hear it all in context. I want to be an inspiration for people.
The inspiration instead of.
Now back a little further,
Joe. It's in.
Yeah.
Okay, roll it.
Cool. Young girls, Kylie included. So does that bother you or affect you in some way?
I would like to be called an inspiration. Instead of, I'd like to be an inspiration for people, not a role model, because
there it is.
I make mistakes
I like
just like
be,
everybody else. And,
right.
You know,
right.
When I get on
you
stage,
want to hear her talk about
time.
Her first kiss with Justin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to cut number.
Yes, I do.
Cut number 18, although
so,
you know it's going to be a lie.
Justin was your first kiss?
Yes, he was my first kiss.
And how that happened?
Yes. We were playing, Truth
legs.
Or Dare,
uh-huh.
And we were listening, we were listening to Janet Jackson.
Okay, and you were how old?
I think 12.
Okay,
and
it's kiddie porn.
Dare
no, I don't want to hear it when she was 12.
First kiss, yeah. And so, at 12, though, you know. Okay. How do you manage not to get jealous when girls, you know, are they're like throwing their panties at him?
Well, I guess we've both been doing this for so long, and you know, when we first started going out, that's how it was, and we accept that. That's it's not
all
like
right,
just something
that.
That
you know, you really
boring.
Do get the impression listening to her that she's been, you know, kept on a tour bus for most of her formative years.
A little sheltered.
Now, do you want to hear Oprah praise Britney for being the nicest human being in the world?
Yeah, because I like to hear Oprah when she's syrupy foamy.
Okay, here's number 19. Oprah praises Britney for being the nicest human being in the world.
I was asking this question earlier. You seem to, on stage, in the videos, I know it's a lot of work. I know about everything that goes into making it look like what it does.
Right.
But you seem to be having so much fun. You seem to be right there on the edge of that energy.
Right. Well,
are you?
Yeah. That's like why I love what I do, you know.
And you know what people say about you?
Is
my producers here, we've had lots
Brittany,
of
yes,
people
yes.
come through
so she is.
Our studio. They say you are the nicest human being they have ever encountered.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, turn that off.
I agree.
I was going to say.
Agreed him.
Hello. All right, stop it, Joe. She's had more organs than St. Patrick's Cathedral has, okay? This girl, I'm positive, this girl has been around the block.
Disagreed.
I don't think... Do you want to hear her talk about owning a mansion at 20?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
All right, cut number 20, please. Britney Spears.
Having a house by yourself, it's just that, I don't know, that independent feeling of like, you know, I'm living on my own and my parents aren't here, you know? You just start feeling more confident, start feeling like I'm in more control of what I do. It's
no,
a
you
cool
don't.
Feeling. It is.
Oh, my. You bet it is. That's a very nice house. house.
Yes, very pretty.
Very nice house.
All right,
that's
stop
a little
that.
Peek at
now, what is that accent?
There's
there?
Oprah talking
nice
fake Southern. That's Oprah talking fake Southern.
It's sounding like an Andy McDowell contest.
That's a very nice house.
Nice house you have, Brittany.
Let's hear that one again.
Very nice house.
Yes.
Very nice. That's a little peek at Britney's new house in the Hollywood Hills. Do you feel okay in that house? That's a big old house.
You know what?
I
don't watch Oprah very often.
That's a big old house.
Listen, do you feel okay in that house?
Yeah.
What, in a $20 million mansion ass?
She'll be all right.
That's a big old house.
God, Oprah.
I'm serious, like when I'm there by myself. Just awful
fun. I wouldn't mess with those security guards. They're the biggest guys on earth.
Okay, stop it.
Oh,
for a second.
We all just got so much money.
This is my whole Oprah thing.
Yeah. Yep.
That Oprah, if she wants to, she talks normal.
Right.
If she wants to, she does the Southern. Mm-hmm. If she wants to lay on the black, she lays on the black. Now, right there, rewind.
But what the common theme is, which I've forgotten because I don't watch Oprah, is this, the reason she gets all these celebrities, this is the ultimate suck a interview.
She makes Larry King look hard-hitting.
I mean, absolutely. That's what she does.
Back it up, though. Let me hear Oprah speak black there. Because she was definitely
downstairs,
getting
upstairs, like when I'm there by myself. Just awful fun.
I wouldn't mess with those security guards. They're the biggest guys on earth.
She sounds like JJ's mom on Good Time. I wouldn't mess with those security guards. Girlfriend.
Wow.
All right, well, that was not...
Are you okay in that house?
Yeah, think, in a whole hour show, there's maybe 38 minutes of content, and one of her questions is, are you okay in your house?
And here's the question. If people call you the nicest person on earth, what makes you so nice?
Now,
these are tough questions, aren't they?
Hard-hitting.
Now, this is a sad moment.
Uh-oh.
I want to tell you, this is a sad moment.
Yes.
Because Dan Aykroyd checks in via videotape.
Why?
So the question is this what...
he's a loser?
Is this what Dan Aykroyd's career has come to? Let's
is
roll this, please.
Movie?
I don't know. Dan
Hi,
Aykroyd.
Oprah. Hi, Brittany. How are you empire-building ladies doing? You empower the female gender. First of all, Oprah, Brittany, you know, she gave me a break because there's a whole new generation of girls out there probably don't know who I am, and after this movie, I'll be the guy who kind of had to lay the discipline down on Britney Spears.
I'm sorry. Okay?
He's the dad.
You're coming back now, and you will regard that as a command. Brittany is going to be a great, great movie actress. She has the makings of greatness.
Wow.
That was Dan Aykroyd.
Wow.
So he's promoting a movie. Can't slam Aykroyd.
No, right. Yes, you can.
He's promoting the
movie. Somewhere John Belushi's throwing up looking at that.
Well, you know what he did? John Belushi would come back from the grave if he heard Dan Aykroyd use empowering women.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, now here is here's the final tape we have.
Disagree then.
Oh, you know what?
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood.
Why?
Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband.
Wendy's founder Dave Thomas always said, it's up to us to be loyal to our customers. So, last year, after Wendy stopped serving our Wild Mountain Bacon Cheeseburger and Wild Mountain Chicken Sandwich, we listened to you.
I am going to hold my breath until you bring back the Wild Mountain Bacon Cheeseburger.
And we found out just how much you love the taste of that hot and smoky Southwestern pepper sauce, hickory smoked bacon, and Colby Jack cheese.
Still holding it!
And the Wild Mountain Chicken on our spicy chicken filet got an even wilder response.
You've taken the yippee out of my life.
Well, the wild ones are back, and we're making them Dave's way. Fresh, right when you order them. Come enjoy a Wild Mountain combo today, only at Wendy's. It's better here. Oh, and you, breathe.
Thank you.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only.
Wendy's founder Dave Thomas always believed you should be able to get the same fresh food day or night, like Wendy's hot and juicy classic double with cheese made fresh when you order it. Wendy's pickup window is open till 1 a.m. or later, and everything's made Dave's way.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
It's good to be recognized, but it's even better to be recognized by your customers. Recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Verizon highest for customer satisfaction among business broadband data service providers. That's recognition based on things like performance, reliability, and service. And it's only the beginning. With speeds up to 7.1 meg, Verizon Business DSL is faster than most cable providers. It has powerful business-grade features, and it starts as low as $31.95 a month with a qualifying calling package. Together, it's the best value in broadband. Call 1-888-323-6DSL. Verizon Business DSL, ranked highest for customer satisfaction because it does more for your business. Call 1-888-323-6DSL. Verizon. Make progress every day.
DC customers only. Services provided by Verizon and its affiliates. DSL requires one-year contract. Early cancellation fees apply. Speed not guaranteed. Service not available in all areas. Other terms and restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
A gift from Shaw's Jewelers goes straight to the heart.
I love her so. This she must know. The way that I show.